Millions of Americans saw this moment of an NBC reporter going for the emotional heroics with Olympic downhill skier Bodie Miller.
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games, and how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him, and was it for him?
I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and I don't know, I guess make myself proud, but...
Olympics coverage creates this very emotional Hollywood narrative around every athlete, some who have faced significant adversity beyond the conditioning for the games, like the tragedies in Bodie Miller's life, but also some whose creds seem pumped up, the champion curler who overcame psoriasis, that sort of thing. But what are legitimate Olympic heroics on and off the ice and snow? You might include this year Pakistani skier Mohammed Karim, who had to deal with the Taliban destroying the ski facility where he trained back in 2008. It was never rebuilt. He competed on Wednesday, finished next to last. Last place was the Indian skier, and the Pakistani headline was Pakistan Beats India. David Walachinsky is president of the International Society of Olympic Historians, has seen more than a few Olympic heroics in his years of watching the games. He joins me now from Sochi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Lots of little gems being created this Olympics, but take us back to the real heroics that stand out for you down through Olympic history.
I believe that, you know, a hero isn't just winning gold medals, though it doesn't hurt. One of my favorite stories is from the Atlanta Games, where there was a man from Burundi named Dudonne Kwizera. And he was a great runner in the late 80s and early 90s, but Burundi didn't have an Olympic committee. So he took his prize money from running around the world, and he created a Burundi Olympic committee. By the time it was recognized by the International Olympic Committee, he was no longer a top-ranked runner. So he went to the Atlanta Olympics as a coach. Then one of the leading Burundi runners, Venuste Niyongabo, who was going to run in the 1,500 meters, he came to Kwizera and he said, "You know what, I think I'll just run in the 5,000, and why don't you take my place in the 1,500? And so Kwizera did get to compete in the Olympics after all, kissed the track at the end of the race. Meanwhile, Niyongabo entered the 5,000, a race he had only competed in twice, and he won the gold medal.
Here's that moment.
And I would say this is a gold medal run. Less than 200 to go. It's now about silver and bronze. Beatocker got the silver 4 years ago. Bellamy is there. Bowman, the gold medalist of 4 years ago. But Noyan Garbi of Burundi is going to take their first ever gold medal in the Olympic Games.
So, David, as an Olympic historian, you've got to know the story of Watho Huck, Jim Thorpe, right? Tell that story.
He was an orphan. Part Indian, very much part Indian. And then one day he was walking along at the Carlisle School and he noticed some athletes trying to do the high jump. They had set it at a school record, I think it was 5'9". And so Thorpe, who was just walking along in his work clothes, walked over and cleared the high jump, thus setting a school record. He went on to become probably the greatest athlete of the 20th century. He won the gold medal in the 1912 decathlon and the pentathlon, but had his medals taken away because he had played semi-professional baseball. Being naive, he had used his own name, unlike all the other Americans who just simply changed their name.
Do you think that Nadia Comăneci, the Romanian in the Montreal Olympics, was a hero or just a standout athlete?
She was a standout athlete. To me, you're not a hero just because you're a great athlete. You're a hero when you take those qualities that made you a great athlete, that concentration, that striving for perfection, and you then apply it to something else in your life. To me, a hero is the Norwegian speed skater Johan Olaf Koss, who won gold medals. Yes, he did. But then he took that, you know, that same striving for doing the best he could, and he devoted himself to, helping children around the world, bringing soccer balls, bringing athletic facilities around the world. That, to me, is a hero.
So let's hear the moment of Johan Olaf Koss.
A gold medal and third Olympic title in the space of 7 days to Johan Olaf Koss of Norway. Becomes the first winter sportsman in Olympic history to win 3 gold medals in the same Olympic Games, all in new world record times.
That is completely amazing. But I also think similarly amazing is Noriaki Kasai, who is in his 7th Olympics, I believe, and finally won his first individual medal. What about persistence?
Well, that's a fantastic story. Both Noriaki Kasai of Japan, the ski jumper, and Albert Demchenko of Russia became the first athletes in the history of the Winter Olympics to compete in 7 different Winter Olympics. Kasai had won a team medal 20 years ago, and now at the age of 41 at the Sochi Olympics, he won a silver medal, an individual silver medal. And yes, as you say, that is persistence, and also it's an incredible story of staying at the top of your game for so long.
Do the heroics in the Olympics fade in our time compared with what you've studied in the past? And the Olympic movement now is, you know, well over a century old.
Yes, there's always somebody. I mean, I'd like to, you know, give some credit to particularly one American back in 2000 in the Sydney Games, not that long ago, really. And this was a taekwondo athlete named Esther Kim. And Esther Kim was best friends with her so-called rival, Kay Po, who was actually somewhat better than she was. And Esther Kim's father was both of their coach. And Kay Po was injured. And so when it came time for the U.S. finals, the trials, to see which of the two of them was going to go to the Sydney Olympics, Po was not in 100%. So Kim knew she'd beat her easily. So instead, she forfeited. She gave up her chance to go to the Olympics so that her best friends, Kay Po, would qualify. And it was Kay Po who represented the United States in the flyweight class at the Sydney Olympics in taekwondo.
I remember that story. It was amazing. Did those things get lost in the coverage today?
I try to keep them up. We tend to follow who's going to win the medals, who's this, that, so forth. So I just try to keep track of these good people because they deserve to be put down in history.
David Wolodzinski is president of the International Society of Olympic Historians, speaking to us from Sochi, Russia. Have a great Games, David.
Thank you.
Just for one day.